You're listening to Talking Teesdale, a regular podcast covering Barnard Castle and the surrounding villages. Brought to you in association with the Witham Community Arts Centre.
Welcome along once again to Talking Teesdale. I'm Stuart Launday.
And I'm Jane Woodward.
And it's very nice to see you taking time out of your holiday. I know that's true dedication.
I know it is. Well, you see, I couldn't miss a week, could I?
You could have got on a plane and gone somewhere warm and sunny. It's miserable out there today.
I know, you're looking a bit weathered.
That's very kind of you to say. I thought I was doing all right, to be honest. Having said that, I did forget to plug you in.
You did. You're telling me something, aren't you?
I was looking.
Is it a one-man show?
I was looking blankly at the screen, wondering why I couldn't hear you or see your recording thing on the screen. I don't know. Never mind.
I am here.
The only way is up.
Yes.
What have we got this week? We're catching up with somebody. I checked this before you climbed the stairs into the studio. We're catching up with Bea Davison, who was first a guest on the podcast 2.5 years ago, and she mentioned at the time a side project that she was involved in. Well, that side project has kind of come to fruition with the release of a new EP, so I popped down to their studio to find out a bit more.
Ah, oh, very good. Very good. She was in Saturday Sessions, wasn't she?
She was indeed. Yeah. She was indeed. Mm-hmm. So we've got that to look forward to, and a track from the EP that they've released.
Okay.
You're going to give us some exciting news about a chap that I know from when I was a lad. Mm-hmm. You'd be three or something like that.
Probably.
But if you remember the Buggles.
No, I don't, but I know the song.
Yeah, well, the chap who did the song with the Buggles is coming next year. We'll give you full details of that. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a quick look through the next programme for the Witham.
We will.
We'll forget about Christmas. It's like it's gone over already.
That was yesterday.
That's yesterday's news. We'll look forward to what's on January to April. So
yes.
All that coming up.
Very good.
And then a look at what's coming up next week as well.
Yeah.
Let's crack on.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Jim.
And I'm Sheila.
We're volunteers at the Witham.
And you're listening to Talking Teesdale with Stuart and Jane.
Now on to this week's guests, who are electronic duo Moss, and they've just released an EP, which, as we shall hear, has been 25 years in the making. One half of Moss is Barnard Castle singer-songwriter Bea Davison, and Bea very kindly invited me along to their studio, where they're busy working on more new music. I began by asking Bea how the duo came about.
So a friend, an old friend, asked me to do some singing on an electronic trip-hop song. And eventually I said yes. And then the day it was due to be recorded, I rocked up and wrote it on the way in the car. And then, yeah, that went all right. And then from that song we released it. We released True, didn't we? And then we decided that it sounded good, so we wrote some more.
Excellent. We'd probably best introduce the other half of this electronic partnership.
Yeah, I'm Moss. I do the grunt work, writing all of the music for Bea to do her things with.
People who might know you from previously would think the electronic stuff's a bit of a departure.
It was strange, wasn't it? Because I had no intention of doing this, really. But you just wrote that one song, and then we quite enjoyed it.
Wasn't meant to be a band. We did the one song.
It was one thing.
And we got booked for the Mega Misfit Market in Darlington Town Centre.
So we needed more songs
from the back of that one track. So yeah, we had to write more songs. So it just all seemed to flow and sort of fit together. We sort of found a sound that worked, and we kept going, and we still are really.
Yeah.
So. And fast forward to now, and tell us about the EP that you've just launched.
Well, you describe it as just a taster, don't you, Moss?
Yeah, it's just a little taster of what we do. I mean, to be fair, we've sort of moved on musically since we've written them tracks. So I'm constantly writing and coming at Bea with these new ideas. Every time we go to the practice room, we'll run through the set and then I'll throw a couple of new ideas at her. I mean, today we've got sort of three new ones we've started working on in the past hour, sort of before you arrived. So,
this is a good hibernation project, isn't it? We just get back in the studio for the winter and mess about, and then hopefully next year something will sound all right.
You've had quite a busy live year, haven't you, really?
Yeah, we've been so lucky, I think, since we started. Like, we got offered a massive gig off the back of one song. Yeah. And then we did Last Train Home Festival and the Mega Misfit Market. And they were just, how dare we? Like, we had one release. We've been really, really lucky. And then we just keep trying to kind of show up and match what we've been offered.
Yeah. I mean, sort of the scale of the gigs we've offered has been great compared to the amount of sort of time we've been about and the amount we've released.
Yeah.
But people just seem to be enjoying what we're doing. So
I think that the best gigs that we do are in Darlow, because for some reason we just get the best energy in Darlington and in Teesside.
Gig, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
In Teesside as well. Middlesbrough have got a good sort of following through there.
With Moz and Jammer.
Yeah, with Moz and Jammer there.
They put on really, really intimate but lively gigs in Cafe Etch, and it's always just mad. It's brilliant night.
There's always a good crowd through there.
Yeah.
We've done a couple of the small independent festivals over the summer. They were really fun as well. I did Fire Dance and Lost in the Woods.
Yeah.
Both of them were just amazing.
There's a big scene. Like, we didn't really...
No, we didn't really, because, I mean, I've always been in sort of punk bands that have just played pubs and stuff. And that's been the extent of my musical career. So I never really knew about how many of these sort of underground festivals and things there were. And it's been great to just sort of be welcomed sort of onto the scene so much and so quickly as well.
Mm.
It sounds like it's been a lot of fun. Has there been any kind of plan to this?
No. We've been friends for 25 years.
Yeah, about 25. I met B at college.
We've never done any music together before.
No, we planned. I used to write music on the PlayStation using like music sequencing software on there. And back when I did that, I came at B one day and said, "Oh, we should totally do a song together." And she was, "Yeah, yeah, we will, yeah." And you know, life kind of got in the way. And yeah, fast forward 25 years, and we've actually got round to being in a band together. And it's worked better than I ever thought it would have done. Really,
there's definitely been no sort of plan. It's happily snowballing, and it's great. And I think the more we do, the more we want to do.
Yeah, definitely.
So we kind of get thirsty for it now.
It's just kind of like disorganized. I was going to say organized chaos, but it's disorganized chaos. It's just pure chaos, really.
Chaotic symbiosis.
Yeah,
that's a good name for an album.
It's in one of our songs.
I mean, one of the reviews said it sounds like just setting fire to everything to see what's left, and I think that kind of sums up our approach to it. We don't, like, I never set out with an idea of how a song's going to sound. I'll just sit down and start messing about with a loop or a riff or a beat or something, and then I'll just sort of work with it until it becomes something that sounds like something, and then give it a B, and she ends up turning it into a song. But it never really becomes a Moss song until B's done her part. Until then, it's just noise.
No pressure then.
It doesn't feel like pressure. It all just feels like a mess about. I love it. It's good fun. Yeah.
Is it quite, would you describe the sound you make as sort of quite accessible?
It started off as kind of, we were going to be just trip hop. And then a lot of people say that it is marketable. It's inoffensive, isn't it? I mean, sometimes the language is offensive. But
yeah, I think B's voice is so sort of nice to listen to that, you know, it just sort of works. It started off as trip hop, but it's just now it's whatever. We don't sort of try and fit into a box. We never sort of sit down and go, that song doesn't sound trip hop enough, or we just go, right, yeah, that works. Or
I
that
think
doesn't.
It helps that we've both got quite a short attention span.
Incredibly short attention span.
Mess I think, about, and if we like it, we like it, and if we don't like it, it gets.
I think that's why it took so long to get the EP out, because, you know, we'd finished it and then we'd listen to, oh, that's great, and the next day I'd go, no, bored of that one now, let's change it. I've written a new song, let's put the new one on.
Well, people do seem to like it, like, of all, like we played at the Witham last summer, and there was people of all ages in, there was, like, our kind of core fan base, and Moss Army were there, and then there was like older generations and kids, and everyone seemed to have a nice time. Nobody walked out, so I guess that means it's accessible.
I think one of my friends said they played one of the tracks to their grandmother who's 90, and they liked it. So
yeah, my grandma is 96, and she liked it. She liked True.
So where can people hear more of your music?
It's on SoundCloud, Spotify, and Bandcamp. And YouTube. There's videos on YouTube as well, yeah.
What's the plan if there is one for next year?
So far, next year looks like a couple of hometown gigs at Angel's Cut in January. We've got a lot of recording to be getting on with. And we are playing Stockton Calling.
Yes.
Which is in July, June or July.
And there might be a couple of collaborations along the way.
Yeah, that's part of the recording, isn't it? We've got some,
but we'll keep that under wraps for now.
Plenty to keep you out of mischief anyway.
Well, let's not be hasty.
And on the socials, who do people look for?
I think your best way to find our music is to Google Moss Trip Hop, because there are like 108 bands called Moss across the globe.
If you search Moss Trip Hop or Moss UK Trip Hop, there's a lot of us pops up.
Yeah.
So
just Google Moss Darlington or something and it'll come up.
Well done on the music you've produced so far, and good luck for the new year.
Thank you very much.
And my thanks to both for letting me interrupt a busy day at the musical Coalface. I'll play a track by Moss to finish the podcast this week, and it's a really rather nice listen.
Hi, this is Louise, Queen of Social Media, and you're listening to Talking Teasdale with Stuart and Jane.
So Jane's back for a look at what's coming up at the Witham in the next few days, weeks and months, in fact. And let's be honest, I've just added to your musical education, have I not?
You have indeed, yes.
Because we're going to give details in a moment of a show that Trevor Horn is bringing to the Witham. Now, Trevor Horn, as many will know, is most famous for his big hit Video Killed the Radio Star with the Buggles. But what many people might not know is that for a brief period of his career, he was also a member of prog rock gods, legends, yes, to which Jane raised a quizzical eyebrow.
I did. All educated now.
I've just treated her to a bit of Tempest Fugit from the Drama album in the early 80s, on which Trevor Horn performed and sang.
Yeah.
So there we go. Details of Trevor Horn coming up, but first, what have we got coming up in the next few days?
Well, we have a sold-out concert on Monday.
Right. Oh, Monday, that's the Unthanks, isn't it?
The Unthanks, yes.
Yes, they're doing I think it's their 20th anniversary tour.
Mm-hmm.
And and rather than playing big arenas, they're going to smaller venues such as ours.
Yeah.
As a nod to their roots and how they started out.
Yeah, it's been sold out for a while, so there is a waiting list, quite a long waiting list. But you never know.
You never know. If you're desperate to see the Unthanks, then perhaps get in touch and add your name to the waiting list.
Yes.
So that's Monday. What else have we got coming up next week?
We have Royal Opera House Ballet.
Marvellous.
Live screening of the Nutcracker.
Okay.
Which is very exciting because we don't often get to have this one because it often falls right in the middle of panto season. So it's a bit earlier this time, Wednesday the 10th of December.
Very good.
Yep. So come along and see that.
Jolly good. One for the old ballet fans.
Yep.
Anything else?
We've got Santa's Jingle Jamboree. On Thursday the 11th.
Oh, what joy.
This is good for, it's good for adults and children, but good for younger ones.
Golly good, jolly good. It'll be fun. Yes.
You get a nice list certificate if you're nice.
That's me out then. what about you? Never mind me, what about you?
I'm always nice, Stuart.
Oh, well, you can put your certificate up in your office then.
I could, very yes. Good. It's now as entertainment with songs and characters, Santa.
Is it a daytime thing or an evening
thing? No, it's evening, 6 o'clock.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, only lasts about an hour.
Jolly good.
Yes. That's on Thursday.
Out else?
Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Friday the 13th, or is it Friday the 12th? I'm all out of sync.
12th, Friday the 12th.
Might be the 12th, yeah.
Right. Okay. So Friday the 12th.
Friday the 12th, we've got the Jive Aces.
Oh, yes, last week's
guests. Swinging Christmas, yes, yes. And they're bringing some guests with them.
That'll be good. That'll be a good show.
It will. And there's going to be a dance floor as well for people that want to jive.
Yeah, you can get your, what's it, rock and roll skirt out.
Yeah, I could.
For a bit of a bop around the dance floor.
Yes.
You could quite the dash in that sort of. I've seen you in action. Oh, dear. Yes. Is there still some tickets left for that?
There are, yes.
Excellent. Well, don't be shy. Get your tickets. They're really, really good, the
they
Jar
are,
Ages.
And it's an 8 o'clock start, that one, as well. So plenty of time to get home from work and get sorted and get back out again.
Marvellous.
Yes.
Anything else?
I think that's it for the weekend, Stuart.
Right, excellent.
Yes,
stuff.
And then we're into panto season the following
week.
Oh,
no, we're not.
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, there we go. We're contractually obliged to do that sort of thing. Yes, panto tickets are plenty if you fancy a bit of a laugh and a fun night out or a fun afternoon out. All details on the website.
Yes, several shows.
Right, excellent. Now, I mentioned Trevor Horn.
You did.
So we better give the details for Trevor Horn. He's not coming till next
October. 30th of October.
2026.
Yeah, and actually it was announced after the new programme came out, so it's not even in the new programme.
Blimey.
I know. So he's doing an intimate show. It's one of these again.
Oh, yes.
Spoken word. He's promoting his memoir, Adventures in Modern Recording from ABC to ZTT.
Ah, ZTT was his record label.
Ah, I was going to ask you what that stood for because I didn't have a clue.
Charlie, I do have some use then.
You do indeed. So he's been described as the man who invented the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows him from the Buggles and Video Killed the Radio Star, but he really, I mean, it was as a producer really that he was made his mark. Mm. And yeah, you're right, the 80s sound. I suspect he might be the producer who was responsible for the distinctive drum sound in the 80s. I think that was Trevor Horn. I could be mistaken.
Ah, right. Well, it lists some of the names he's worked with. Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah.
Mark Almond, Tori Amos, Peter Gabriel, Phil Collins, Tina Turner, Rod Stewart.
You name it.
Yes, he's been there.
Absolutely.
So you can meet him. You can get a goodie bag.
I'm always intrigued as to what
I don't know what would be in the goodie bag.
What does an aging rocker put in their goodie bag?
I'm not sure.
We should do that. When these people come along, you know, we should peer into the goodie bag and then just, you know, see what's actually in
I
there.
I just have visions of a glorified party bag, you know, kids' birthday parties, and they get balloons. A bag with a balloon and a pencil and a ruler and a rubber with his face on or something.
I was going to say balloons with a picture of them on.
I don't know.
Anyway, tickets are just on sale for Trevor Horn, aren't they?
They are, yes.
Jolly good. And finally, you mentioned it there, the new programme's out.
It is, January to April.
January to April, so let's forget about Christmas, even though it's not even happened.
Forget about that. 2026, that's what we're looking at now.
Yeah.
And we've got, as ever, something for everyone.
Yep.
We've got comedy, theatre, screenings, tribute bands.
There is, I'm just having a quick glance through, there is an awful lot of comedy.
There is an awful lot of comedy.
You'll not be short of a laugh.
Good comedians, yeah. Some returning. Folk music, we've got Jeslo back. What else have we got?
We've got Oyster Band. We mentioned them.
Oh, yes, we did, yeah.
3 or 4 weeks
John
ago.
Jones, yeah.
John Jones and Ray Cooper.
Yeah.
Along with Al Scott. They are three members of what used to be the Oyster Band, but the other members decided that they wanted to call it a day and retire from touring, but these three guys said, no, we still fancy doing it a bit.
Yeah. We've got John Otway and Wild Willie Barrett.
I bet their act hasn't changed, you know. Although, I don't think Wild Willie was with him last time.
No, he wasn't.
It was just John Otway and his band, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
I remember that. I was duty managing that one, and they all disappeared off to the pub. They did the quickest sound check you've ever heard. Disappeared off to the pub and then arrived back at the Witham 5 minutes before they went on stage.
Oh dear!
At which point we discussed what sort of set they were going to do, and how the evening would progress. You know, so
nothing like leaving it till the last minute.
I'm expecting something similar. Good show though.
We've got Bingo That's Bonkers back.
Oh Lord!
In March, yeah. And then we've got quite a few family shows as well. We've got Once Upon a Rhyme for younger children.
Adventures in Science.
Yes, yeah, which apparently is...
Please tell me that involves blowing things up.
Well, it probably could do. It's one half of Morgan and West.
Do you know what? They were the guests on the very, very first podcast.
They were, yes, they were. And then we've got Wi-Fi Wars.
A time's hard. Can we only afford one of them now? Which one is it?
I think they've gone in different directions, Stuart.
I need to know. Is it Morgan? Is it West?
I'm not absolutely sure.
You know, these things are important. We need to get to the bottom of
We do. What else have we got? We've got Royal Northern Symphonia. And we've also got, and it's not actually in here, but we've just announced 3 new National Theatre Live productions.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
So plenty to choose from.
Exactly, yes. You're definitely going to pick up some good Christmas presents in here for tickets, or you can buy gift vouchers as well.
Where can we find out more details about all this lot?
By phoning the Witham, Stuart.
Really? What's the number?
01833 631107.
But I don't have a landline anymore. Is there another way I can get in touch?
You
or find
go
out
on
more?
The website.
Can I?
Yes, you
I've
can.
Got broadband. How do I find the website?
www.thewitham.org.uk.
Right, enough of that madness, that'll
or,
do. Oh, good heavens, and there's more.
You can or. Call in if you want and just right. pick up a hard copy.
Oh, that means I'll have to get out of my chair, though. Right, enough of this.
Yes.
We'll be back next time.
Oh, we will. We
See
will.
You later.
Bye.
Hi, I'm the one and only Josh, the man, the myth, the legend, and you are listening to Talking Teasdale with Stuart and Jane.
And that's just about it for this time, but as promised, I'm going to leave you with a bit of music from the fabulous electronic duo Moss. See you next time. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We'll be talking Teasdale again soon. In the meantime, please spread the word. Like, share and subscribe. Or go online to thewitham.org.uk.